This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Renee Montaigne. She's on vacation.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The president of the African state of Niger has played down the food crisis facing his nation. President Mamadou Tandja spoke to the BBC. He acknowledged some problems with a poor harvest and locusts, yet he said that reports of famine were false propaganda by aid agencies and his political opponents. There are pictures of starving children in newspapers and on TV screens around the world. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton has been reporting from Mali and Niger, and she joins us now from her base in Senegal. Ophebia, good morning.
Good morning.
Because the president has made this statement in Niger, we have to start with a basic question. Is there famine in Niger or not?
Technically speaking, no. Babies and children under five are the ones starving and dying. And apparently, famine is when adults are also dying. But is this a time for a semantic argument? There is definitely hunger. There is definitely starvation. Babies are latching onto their mother's empty breasts, unable to drink milk. The mothers are looking for goat milk to feed their babies, and babies are dying in their hundreds. So is this the moment to start talking about whether there's famine, hunger, or starvation? Most people say no. There's an emergency in Niger. It's not only Niger. It's all these countries on the fringes of the Sahara Desert, Mauritania, Burkina Faso, Mali, and, of course, a focus on Niger because the cameras have shown starving babies. But this has been a crisis in the making for almost the past year.
Well, now, what does it mean in practical terms when the president of a country indicates that the problem is not really that bad in his country?
It's true that it's not all over Niger that people are going hungry and that people look thin. But the fact that they have had poor rains, an invasion of desert locusts, and persistent drought in Niger and in these other countries I've mentioned means that they have, with cyclical poverty, this problem of drought and now not enough food. In Mali, where I was last year, the government apparently listened to the alert system that said, we have to give out free food. So they were giving out cereal grains, millet, sorghum, etc., 18 kilos of rice per mouth per month. And it seems that they have averted a crisis. In Niger, the government was told, I believe by the United Nations and by the lending institutions, that if they were to give out free food rather than subsidized food, it would affect the markets.
Well, now, aid agencies are trying to get assistance to Niger. Is the government cooperating now or standing in their way?
Oh, absolutely, no. Finally, food has arrived. But if it had arrived at the initial call by the government itself and the UN in November, it would have been much cheaper because it would have been shipped in. Now it has to be airlifted in, and it's costing, instead of $16 million in May when the UN made a flash appeal, now $81 million they are calling for to feed the people of Niger and to make sure that this hunger issue, this hunger problem, does not now affect the whole Sahara Desert Belt. So it is an emergency, and children are dying.
And in just a word or two, this is costing more in lives as well as money?
I saw in Maradi in southern Niger were dying. Their mothers are working so hard trying to ensure that before the harvest, during this lean season, they will have something to harvest, that they weren't taking their children to the hospital. So yes, babies are dying.
NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton covers West African issues for NPR. Ophebia, thanks very much.
Thank you.